a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Knucklehead soul realm to flow into your body. How many know healing is the children's bread? Deliverance is the children's bread. Is that what God said? By my stripes you were healed. Is that the word of God?
Amen.
Amen. Either we're going to believe it or we're going to reject it.
Amen.
Either we're going to believe it and just suffer and put up with whatever, or we're going to lay claim on it, believe it, and hold on to it like a pit bull.
Amen.
And say, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Hello? Why? Because you got to develop in it. You've been talking doubt and unbelief for years and years. You had a track record with the devil. You hadn't been saved that long. So God has to take you through a process.
Amen.
Stop wasting time, wasting days, talking the way you talk.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Your speech betrayeth you.
Amen.
In church, you believe God. But at home, you're talking crazy. You listen sometimes to people and how they talk about situations, and you think, whoa, wow, don't say that.
Yes, amen.
And to some, it's a joke. It's just, but no, no. When I open my mouth, darkness is going to do one of two things. It's going to flee away, or it's going to flee toward me. Because in the power of your tongue is life and death. God gave Adam that creative principle. The original man, he gave it to man. And that's us. He gave it to us. As I said earlier, Adam knew good and evil before he ever partook of the tree. But now, here's the dilemma. I'm going to say this until I know that people are really getting it. Here's the dilemma. When he ate of the tree, it wasn't like he didn't know. God told him to dress the garden. And he knew while he was dressing the garden that that was good. God said it.
Amen.
God told him, don't eat of the tree. In the day that you eat of it, you'll surely die. So he knew what God told him was evil. If I eat of that tree, it's going to be evil.
Amen.
Right? So he knew good and evil. How many know good and evil can only come from the mouth of God?
Amen.
Here's where a lot of y'all get stuck. Somebody should have shouted so loud right there. But see, here's where you get stuck. Only good and evil. God is the only determiner of that.
Amen.
Come on, come on. Only God. Now, there are a lot of laws in the land that determine all this stuff. But good and evil, only God. Not you, not me, not what you think, not a law that's written. What did the word say? Only good and evil can come from God. Or judging what is good and evil comes from God. Now, when he ate of the tree, what happened? He became a judge of good and evil. Now he would determine what's good, what's evil. How many know that's how people are today?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, what may be good for you might not be good for me. You say that's sin. I don't see nothing wrong with it. People deny the word. They try to twist the word of God up too and say, well, no, it's okay in here because of grace. You know, the grace of God. No, no, no. God specifically talks about stuff. And he has specifically determined good and evil. When you eat of that tree, you become the judge of good and evil, which was never given to us to be that. We were always to submit to God's authority. When he didn't, then he succumbed to Satan's authority. He gave his authority to Satan And now Satan began to rule over him. And that's the dilemma. Because now when certain things happen, people become their own judge. They get away from the word and they begin to judge it of themselves. Hello? We've been quoting that verse of scripture that with God there is no variableness and no shadow of turning. Whatever would have happened here or anywhere with storms or anything else, God doesn't change. And what he needs today are a people that won't change. That won't allow themselves to be traumatized. The Hebrew boys, the king threatened them. They renounced him. And the king let him stand there and watch as he heated up the fire 7 times hotter. I mean, it would already have burned anybody to a crisp. But he goes, oh. They're thinking of a king, a crazy king. I'm going to heat it. You could have turned it down a bunch and still burned them up. But he was just so angry and fierce that he heated it up 7 times more. But they didn't shake. Would to God he had people today. See, it's got to start in your circumstance. It's got to start in you. See, Adam fell when he questioned, when he bought the lie. He and Eve bought the lie, and he became divided. Before that, it was him and God. They fellowshipped. He was obeying God. Everything was wonderful. There was a canopy. There was a hedge. He could be, you know, the enemy could come into the garden, but he couldn't get to him. Couldn't do anything because he was covered. But the moment he decided to buy into the lie, to observe the lying vanity, to hear. See, that's why it's important. You take heed what you listen to. I only had to bind up one weatherman this time. Only one. I remember one. He was talking. I said, I bind you in Jesus' name. And you know what? Honestly, I saw his countenance change. He kind of backed up off the... Because he was lying. He was trying to promote fear. I said, no fear here. You see, fear is a portal. Here's why we cannot be variable. Fear might come, but you don't have a fearful spirit. You know, you're looking at your phone and you step off the curb about to cross the street and suddenly a bus come by. Your heart go to pounding. That's sudden fear. But that doesn't mean you fearful. That don't mean I'm afraid to cross the street now. For a moment, my heart was pounding. I remember going to see them lions on that safari. If you'd looked at my shirt, you could see my heart. It was fearful, but I'm not afraid today. But in that moment, you understand what I mean? Be not afraid of sudden fear. There are things that might frighten you or startle you, but you don't walk in a spirit of fear. You shake that off. You're not scared of the dark now because something came out of the dark at you one day. No, you don't have that spirit. You don't receive that. That's not your choice. So it's real important that we understand that Adam, while in the garden, he became the judge of what was good and what was evil. Now, based upon that, let me go back to victory in your voice. This is part two. And I really want to bring this home. I think this is a very opportune time for a message like this, so that we're not just praying presumptuous, perfunctory, scared prayers. And I know God hears us no matter what. He's merciful to us. But there's a place. Jesus said, the work I do, you'll do also. Yeah. And even greater work. Yeah. One day, God's going to let me unravel that. Because I know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to preach a lot of things that you know are just going to go out the door. But we're prepping for that, our capacity for that. Some of our struggles must come to an end. And it's not physical. It's spiritual and it's soulish. When you get the victory in your mind, a whole lot of drama ceases. A whole lot of stuff stops pressuring you. And nothing in your circumstances necessarily changed. It's you've changed. It's you've become buoyant. You've gotten above it. Are you hearing? That's what this journey is all about. It's not just about being saved and going to heaven. It's about who you become in this life, in this dress rehearsal. Amen. We're actually just preparing for eternity. And you won't be, playing little guitars all around the throne, little harps floating around all heaven all day. There might be time you play a harp and sing and that, but that ain't going to be all. You're going to have work to do. Amen. Hello? I said there's going to be assignments for you to partake of. Amen. So let's take a look. We talked about Cain and Abel, and I was attempting to bring them into a type. Cain was first. And we find in the Bible where it says that he was of his father, the devil. Cain was of the wicked seed. He was first. He was born of the natural. He was born from the fallen nature. But then there was Abel. Cain, his name means appointed. Eve, when he was born, thought that he was the appointed seed. Because the Lord prophesied to Eve and said that the seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of the serpent. Okay, it was the prophecy of the coming Messiah, and that it would be through a seed. But then there was Abel, whose name means vanity. They didn't think much of Abel. Abel took on the lowliest job. Now hear me and hear the principle involved here. Took on the lowliest job of being a keeper, a tender of sheep, a shepherd. But God had chosen, when he first redeemed Adam and Eve, in other words, he covered them. See, because they were the first ones to try religion. They found they were naked when they fell and sought to cover themselves. See, that's religious stuff. I don't care how you did your beads through that storm or held on to your cross. That's all religious stuff. Hold on to that cross didn't do anything. It's are you hearing me? It's religiosity. And I'm not criticizing a denomination or anything, but come on, let's be for real. I don't care how many times you do this. It's religious stuff.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.